This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and my grandma asked if I wanted a light lunch, then gave me a chocolate protein drink. I thought a light lunch was half an order of cheese fries.
I'm Brandy Posey, and on top of everything else, I've been seeing some real bullshit eyebrows lately.
I'm Tess Barker, and when we were both in college, my brother used to pay me in cartons of cigarettes to read books for him and write papers. Capitalism has gone downhill for me from there.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can it keep a secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to lady, lady to lady.
Welcome to the show, still 100% human podcast, mm-hmm. Lady to Lady.
Mm-hmm.
For now. That's all I'm going to say. You'll see.
That is what we mean. Robot would start a show, though.
100%
human. Oh my God, we're going to have that tagline in earnest.
I guess, can we really say that? I guess, like, I don't have any metal fillings or anything.
Oh, no. I have metal in my bod.
Okay.
I just had to do a quick scan and think about it.
Quick scan.
Yeah.
Quick stand. Think about it. No metal.
Yeah.
Not yet. Eventually, it'll happen.
Where will our 100% human bodies be doing comedies?
My 100% human body is recording a comedy album in Portland, Oregon on June 3rd at the Clinton Street Theater with Kickstand Comedy. If you live anywhere in the Pacific Northwest, come to that show. I am very excited about it. And it's really funny. I'm very funny. Come to it.
Please. Are you doing two shows or one show?
Just one.
One show.
One and done,
you
baby.
Better show
Let's
up, y'all.
It. Yeah, don't fuck around. Be there.
And we are doing, of course, it's coming up. It's very soon.
So
our
soon.
24-hour live stream, no slumber party, June 25th to the 26th. That's a Saturday Sunday to a Monday. So we're going noon to noon, Sunday to Monday. So you can start out watching us on Sunday, chilling out for your Sunday viewing, and then you can tune in at work the next day and see what the fuck's going on.
Hell yeah.
Or you can stay up all night with us. I mean, really, you've got many options.
Oh my God. Yeah. We'll have some kind of something where you can like be messaging us.
Yeah. It'll be interactive. Mm-hmm. We'll have like a chat going where we're talking to you guys too. Yeah. And checking in with you.
Talk shit to us, cheer us on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Laugh at us.
Someone
with us.
We have a few rules going so far. We don't have them all in place. One is that we all have to prank the other two at some point. Mm-hmm. Someone did send me a good prank, you guys.
Oh.
Nuh-uh. You got sent a prank?
Well, I think because I was saying people send us, DM us pranks. So Tess and Brandy now need some. So DM them.
Shit, please. I need ideas.
Please. Yeah. I literally have a post-it that says L2L prank on my desk.
Oh, man.
Just to kind of keep thinking about it. But I'm bad at pranks.
Yeah. I mean, they'll all fail probably. But, you know,
it's not
that counts.
Yeah. We're going to try it. That's the important thing. I was thinking that we should... A real clock eater would be learning some choreography of some kind at some point.
Oh, I like that.
Oh my God, I love the word clock eater and I love choreography.
Yeah, I think we can definitely get some old school. We can pull up some NSYNC tutorials.
Yeah. NSYNC tutorials. I just kind of had the idea it might be fun to do some of the Jane Fonda workout for a little bit.
Oh, that would be fun. We could do some old school. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
We'll get a run of show, 24 hour.
There will definitely be some dance breaks for sure.
If there's some choreo, if you have choreo ideas,
yeah,
yeah. What choreo do you want to see us learn?
Paula.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God. We know sort of some of One of the Robin dance, so maybe we can try that.
Yeah.
That could be
Call
fun.
Your girlfriend.
I used to know the choreography to Dirty Pop by NSYNC because a bunch of us learned it when I was a senior at band camp.
Oh my God, that's a perfect one.
Yeah, and then we busted it out like during they started playing it. We did it during the dance at the end of the week, and everyone was like, what the fuck?
That's
we were very cool.
Perfect. Oh my God. We need that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I feel like at like the early aughts were kind of like peak choreo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we got to go for that era. So what from the early aughts, what do you want to see us do?
Yeah.
But
Darren's
yeah.
Darren's dance grooves.
Darren's dance grooves. Holy shit. Yeah. If you're Darren and you want to see his dance groove, it's for our patrons. So go to patreon.com/ladylady, sign up now and catch us on our No Sleep Till Brooklyn, No Sleep Till Patron festival.
No Sleep Till Patron. That's so good.
Yeah, it's going to be really insane. But that's all we got. Guys, who's our guest this week?
Us. Have fun, guys.
It's
we love
us.
You.
Yay, it's us. Bye.
Bye.
Oh my God. Welcome to Lady to Lady.
Hi, guys.
Frankly, my favorite guest this week.
You can't love yourselves. How the hell are you going to love someone else?
Thank you. Exactly. Thank you, Rue. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's us. Be our guests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fucking call the mirror. Yeah.
You, the listener, are the fourth lady of this week. Pretend, but like, you are just blind. You're not blindfolded. What's a blindfold for your mouth? What's that called?
A gag?
A gag, yes. Haven't had my coffee yet.
I don't sign off on this. It's a little early in the day to be talking gags, Brandy.
Yeah. All right. Sorry.
Brandy goes to one, performs
what?
In one sex club.
Seriously. No. Truly.
I have seen an ad for some kind of like thing. I guess like closing your mouth helps with snoring at night. I have no idea if this is true or not. But there's something called like, it's called like, you know, shut up tape or something like that. And it just shows like men with X's over their mouth.
I would like that for my husband, day and night, please.
Hey.
Shut up.
Okay. It's like a real, is it at the As Seen on TV store? Do they have
I'm
that?
Sure it is. Oh my God. What a great store.
You guys had that growing up, right?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
The dream.
Did you ever buy anything there?
I'm sure I did. I feel like I got a petty egg there once or something.
Oh God, petty eggs. I think I still have one sitting around somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it full of skin or not is the question.
Oh man.
So we were in, Brandy had an idea before this that she was like, you know, she was like, I haven't played with ChatGPT very much. And like, what did you say? We should see what it would do if we said, like, what would an episode of Lady to Lady be with a guest? I didn't add in a guest.
That's fine.
I just wanted to, because I've done things before where it doesn't know, it doesn't, like, use a proper noun. Like, it does something generic, and I honestly can't, I don't know. I think, okay, actually, I do think that this does know what Lady to Lady is. Maybe.
I think it does because it knew that there were three hosts.
It knows that there's three hosts and we're comics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and it knows that we have intro music at the top.
Right. So I think we're going to read this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Barbara got a transcript of the three of us.
So okay. Let's see. Okay. We'll do one, two, and three. So I'll go one.
Barbara Brandy Tess?
Yeah. Brandy Tess, two, and then Tess three. So here we go. Okay. Here's
we have
AI
intro
is
music.
Reading.
Yeah.
Okay.
So intro music. Hello, and welcome to Lady, the podcast, where we talk about lady stuff for ladies and anyone who wants to listen. I'm Babs Gray, and I'm joined by Brandy Posey and Tess Barker.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
So, what's new with you guys this week?
Well, I went to this new coffee shop, and they had the best latte I've ever had in my life.
Ooh, where was it?
It's called Coffee Shop Name. It's on Street Name.
Ooh, I'll have to check it out. How about you, Tess Barker?
Not much. Just been working on some new material for my stand-up comedy.
Oh, do you have any shows coming up?
Yeah, I'm doing a set at Comedy Club Name next week.
Awesome. We should all go and support her.
Definitely.
Thanks, guys.
So on today's episode, we're going to be talking about relationships, specifically how to know when it's time to break up.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's always a tough one.
But before we get into that, let's take a quick break. Commercial break. And we're back. So let's dive into this topic. How do you guys know when it's time to end a relationship?
Well, for me, it's usually when I start feeling like I'm not being valued or appreciated.
Yeah, that's a big one for me, too. And also when the trust is gone.
Yeah, trust is definitely a deal breaker for me, too. But what about when you still love the person, but the relationship just isn't working?
That's tough. I think in those situations, you have to be honest with yourself about what you want and need from a relationship.
And also, whether or not the other person is willing and able to give you those things.
Right, because sometimes love just isn't enough.
Yeah, and it's important to remember that it's okay to walk away from a relationship that isn't working, even if you still love the person.
Absolutely.
Well, I think that's some great advice for anyone who's struggling with this issue. Thanks for joining us today, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Outro music. And that's it for today's episode of Lady to Lady. If you have any questions or comments, you can reach us at podcast email. Thanks for listening.
Wow.
Man, they got it right. That's exactly, they nailed our
that
chemistry.
I can't count how many times we've said that sometimes love just isn't enough.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I really liked how I was the character that was just tacking on. I had a lot of absolutelys and alsos yes. and yas.
They don't know what to do with three women talking. They're like, yeah. Does not compute.
You know what would be an interesting experiment is to do this with how it does women versus men.
Oh, like, what do you mean? Like a male podcast?
A male comedy podcast with three people. Like, would it assume that you're talking about relationships and whether you need to leave?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Values. I'm giving it the prompt. Let's see. Here's a brief transcription of an episode of a male comedy podcast with three hosts. Okay. It's generating it. So we got to wait a second while it thinks.
Gonna be
like, oh God, I got sunscreen in my eye during this too. They didn't talk about that AI.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because they don't know about sunscreen.
Oh, no. This is already incredible. Oh my God. I can't. Tess, I think you're gonna appreciate this.
Oh, great.
Oh boy. Yeah, I don't know if it's like, I guess it did know us, but then it just went as generic. Pretty generic.
Yeah. Well, if I had to guess it, like we have like our tagline for our podcast. When you Google us, I think it's like, the comedy podcast.
By ladies for everyone. We used to. That used to be it. That was a while ago though.
But I think it probably just took like whatever's available on the internet about like whatever taglines we use.
Of course. Yeah.
I don't think it's based on like us or any episodes we've done.
No, I don't think it goes that deep. I think it is what. Remember when we hosted Roast Battle? What was the description they gave us?
Oh my God, that was so fucking funny.
Oh my God.
This is like what
that.
I think, like a podcast about lady issues or something.
Yes.
Is that what it was? Roast Battle did us dirty like that.
Yeah.
A podcast
and I think
about
this
lady
is
issues.
What they think it would have sounded like.
That's exactly, yeah. Oh my God, that was so fucking funny.
Oh my God.
I forgot about that. I wish I could, I'm trying to find it. I can't find it.
An old roast report. Yeah, the three of us we judged Roast Battle once, which is fun because you don't have to compete, but you get to roast everybody from the stands and they can't roast you back.
Yeah, I loved that.
Yeah, they had like the most.
I loved it so much I was willing to go even though they said we were a podcast.
Oh, yeah. They like wouldn't let us in the back. They like wouldn't let us go up the back where the performers go in. It was like, actually,
that's right. That happens to me every time I go to the comedy store. I remember like last time I went and I was like, you know what? I'm confident. I can go this way. And they're like, no one goes back here.
It's so scary.
It is. It's scary. Okay, here we go. Oh my God. Sorry. I'm trying to cut and paste it. Here is generic comedy podcast hosted by three men. Let me paste this in here. Okay, we'll do the same host numbers.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so here we go. Hey, everyone, and welcome to our comedy podcast. I'm Brad Gray, and I'm joined by Bradley Posey and Jeff Barker.
What's up, guys?
Hey, how's it going?
So what's new with you guys this week?
I got back from a weekend trip to Vegas with my boss.
Oh man, how was that?
It was crazy. We ended up losing all our money at the blackjack table.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, Vegas always gets you.
So on today's episode, we're going to be talking about dating. Specifically, some of the worst first date experiences we've ever had.
Oh.
Oh, man, I've got some good ones.
Same here.
All right, let's hear it. Wait, and then it just it just says post two's story.
That's kind of ChatGPT. You're kind of,
really dropping the ball here.
Big really time. Dropping the ball.
Yeah, you just drove part of the marathon, ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man, that's brutal.
Well, yeah. Well, what about host number one's story?
That's terrible, dude.
And then host three's story. Wow, I can't believe some people.
Yeah, dating can be a real crapshoot sometimes.
But it's also kind of fun to compare horror stories.
Absolutely. All right, guys, let's switch gears for a minute. I just want to talk about a new movie that just came out.
Oh, yeah? What's up?
It's called Movie Title, and it's getting a ton of buzz.
I saw the trailer for that. It looks insane.
Is it any good?
I haven't seen it yet, but the reviews are all pretty positive.
We should all go see it together.
That's a great idea. All right, well, I think that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, that was fun.
Outro music. And that's it for this week's episode of our comedy podcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can reach us at podcast email. Thanks for tuning in.
Okay, wow. We have a lot to deconstruct here.
Yes. I mean, immediately went to Vegas.
Immediately went to Vegas. Mm-hmm. Immediately puts the onus of like the bad dating on the women.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's immediately not like, what if you're in a bad relationship? It's like, what if you had a bad date what if a woman sucks?
A woman sucks. And then in the woman one, it's even though you're in love with him, it's sad, right. But you gotta go.
Yeah, here it's fucking brutal, terrible, dude. Oh, man.
Not only are dudes allowed to go to the movies, they're going to Vegas. We got no activities.
Well, we're obviously sitting home and eating bonbons ice cream after our breakup.
You know, I would have appreciated a bonbon in our narrative.
Yeah, it would have been a specific of some kind. It's just so generic. Like, it's very funny. It's very funny that they just skipped over where the actual details could be. You couldn't even come up with, like, three.
Well, that's, I know the stories.
Stories skipped over.
Because that would be, I think, pretty easy just to make something up. You already have Vegas.
And it's like, I didn't ask for a template of an episode because this is what it is. No. It's like, insert your thing here. It's like, no, give me an actual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you had asked for a template, I would say it did a very good job of that.
Yes.
Yes. It does an intro. It does transitions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You wrap it up with commentary.
I love it. They're like, let's all go together.
Yeah. That's a comment. Now let's talk about what's in common. Yeah. We're all going together. We're supporting each other. But they're going to Vegas. The other hosts are coming to the host comedy, which is nice. The women are nicer.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel that once again, host number three, I really was in the role of, dude, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You just go, same here.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vegas always gets you. I just thought it was funny since Sean obviously does a gambling podcast that the first thing was the Vegas.
I know. Yeah. I was thinking that as we were reading it. I was like, now is there something at play here where it did actually find my podcast and my husband's podcast? Except his is only hosted by two people. But this is, it's not so far off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brutal, dude.
Brutal, dude.
Totally brutal.
I think I put my own like name in here before and it's never like said anything back. So I think that's what I was like curious if it was going to.
I see.
You know, actually give us something back.
Well, it understands lady to lady at least, kind of.
Wow, guys. I mean, great work.
Yeah, I feel good about this. It could have been more stereotypical. So I'm glad that it wasn't.
It's very
as
generic.
Bad as I
it's
thought.
Obviously trying to be, you know, pretty like on the fence.
Really? I don't agree. I think there's difference in the biases between these two.
I think there's definitely a huge difference. It just could have been, we're just used to so much shit that we're like, it could have been worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel frankly, we weren't talking about tampons or anything. So
yeah, that's true.
Oh my God, this is hilarious. Well, cool. I feel good about this.
Yeah, still we've got jobs for at least another year until this advances. Yes.
Another year. Yeah. And then it's time to move to a beach somewhere. Yeah. And learn how to bartend, like the Tom Cruise movie Cocktail.
Yeah, you can't do that, can you, robot?
No.
You can't live on a beach. You'll rust.
Yeah.
Exactly. You can't get sand in those gears, baby.
Yeah.
Until you're all hoverboards.
Oh my God. So what have you guys been doing with your human bodies lately?
What were you guys up to this week?
Sorry. Thank you for asking about my human body. I actually put it through quite a bit on Sunday.
Oh yeah. You just ran a half, right?
Yeah. So I ran the Cincinnati half marathon on Sunday, which was really fun. But I'm from California, obviously, as you all know.
Yeah.
I'm
a California body, California brain, California everything, California experiences. And so I get to Cincinnati, and like the day before the marathon, it looks like there's going to be like a storm coming in the next morning for this marathon. Mm. And my grandparents who live in Cincinnati are like, if it's thunder and lightning, you do not run that race. And I'm like, okay, grandma, grandpa. I'm like, I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm like, there's officials. There's 40,000 people running this marathon. Somebody's on top of it. I'm going to keep an eye on it. It's fine, right? Mm-hmm. So the next morning, I wake up for this race at 4:30 in the morning, and there's so much thunder and lightning that, like, my aunt's house looks like daytime.
Oh,
it's
my God.
It's, like, fucking insane. Damn. And it's coming down buckets. And, like, like climactic moment in a horror movie, thunder and lightning. And I'm like... So I eat my banana and I have my coffee and I'm like, fuck me, man. And I start thinking about what my grandma and grandpa said, and I'm like, maybe they're onto something. I Google it. Mm-hmm. I Google, should you be outside in thunder and lightning? Every article is like, fuck no. Like, oh my God, no.
Should you be a moving target during thunder and lightning?
Yeah, but like, and so I wake Sean up and I'm like, hey. And he sees the storm, and I'm like, I Googled it, and I guess you really aren't supposed to be outside in thunder and lightning. And he's like, yeah, no shit. He's like, you're just finding this out? Like, I found this out at 4:30 in the morning after four decades of life that you're not supposed to be outside in thunder and lightning. And so then I'm like, well, shit, man. I'm like already like, you know, it's like I'm supposed to be starting this race in like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So then I Google it, and like the news had said that the marathon was going to be updating their social media with like what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I checked their Twitter, and now it's like 5:30, and they're like, yeah, insane weather pattern coming through. Everybody just shelter in your cars. I'm like, okay. So I'm like, Shauna just said just shelter in the car and like wait for further notice. So like we drive down to like where the race is going to be, and we're like waiting in the car, and I'm like waiting for the Twitter to update. The thunder and lightning isn't going anywhere.
Oh my God.
Raining like an insane amount. Then it kind of like stops raining. It's like 6:15. I see people like walking to the start line. I'm like, all right, mm-hmm. I'm going to get out. And
I just love all these other insane people like Tess who are like, all gathering together.
That's what it was. It was a gathering of lunatics. It was an absolute gathering of lunatics. And all of us, it was a bit like the beginning of a zombie movie. You know, it was like dark. And these people just start lurking into like downtown Cincinnati, just a bunch of unhinged people. And So I'm like, all right. And then like it's, you know, 6:20, and we're all like, you know, we've peed and everything. Everyone's getting in the start line. And so then they get on a bullhorn, and they're like, they have not updated the Twitter since they said everybody shelter in your car. Like, we've all just foolishly taken the next step of like marching toward the start line. And now the rain like stops for like a minute, and they're like, okay. We've like talked to the local weather people, and like we've made the official call. Like, we feel like at this point, it's really up to you guys. This is a matter of personal responsibility. You guys know what you can handle. And I
could hear the liability waiver.
Yeah. I turned to like the strangers behind me. I'm like, what the fuck? This is not what we can handle. None of us can handle getting struck by lightning.
No, that's not.
Yeah. Say no. Say go home. You know what I mean? Or don't.
It's now 6:25. And so then after they make this announcement, the rain starts again.
Oh my God.
They're like, we're going to start right on time. An a cappella group sings the Star Spangled Banner.
This is so post-apocalyptic.
It was so post-apocalyptic.
Oh my God.
And so then as we cross the start line, it is just the most insane torrential downpour of our lives. Sean, my favorite movie is Singing in the Rain, and Sean had suggested like in the car, he's like, you should add that to your playlist, and I did, which was actually really fun. I mean, it was really fun, like actually really fun, but it was raining so hard that like the water in my AirPod, like my AirPods were like, I could hardly hear out of them because there was so much water in my ears. I'm wearing a jacket. It just became a wet felt blanket on my body. We're running through what is essentially creeks and streams. Then mile one, we cross over into the Kentucky border. Tens of thousands of people are running over a metal bridge over a river.
As
this is happening, the lightning returns. And there's so much fucking thunder and lightning.
No.
I'll tell you what. I ran my ass across that bridge as fast as I fucking could. I'd never been more motivated in my life. Literally. But it was also like really, really cool. Like, I hate to say it, but it was really cool. Like, I was like looking at the Cincinnati skyline and the river and like thunder and lightning and the sun.
I mean, yeah, that sounds awesome.
Wet like Tim Robbins in the end of Shawshank. Just like, yes! Like every picture of me in this race, I'm smiling. I'm smiling.
Of course.
And so we cross over four bridges like that, four metal ass bridges. And I'm like, what?
God.
And like at the beginning of the race, they were like, if it gets thunder and lightning, seek shelter. Where?
Where? Where's 10,000 people going to seek shelter?
So it's like that for the whole first hour. And then finally the rain let up. But at that point, like, I mean, my phone stopped working because it was so waterlogged. And then I was like, I just ended up like talking to the other runners. And like, there was like a ton of crowd support and stuff. And then I crossed the finish line and Sean's there. And I'm like, wow, I love running.
Oh my God. So no one got struck by lightning.
Got struck by lightning.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, but I felt bad because like my grandparents were like watching the live stream on the news and they were like worried about me.
Oh,
of course.
And you know,
Yeah.
That's like a grandparent or like parents' like worst nightmare. They're just like, yeah, you're just out there running in the city while it's. I'm surprised they didn't try to put down like mats or something on the bridge. I guess you can't really do that. Cars have to drive over it after a boat.
Slip and shit too. Yeah.
I do feel there were some logistical things that could have been done different because then like they knew the storm was coming for like 2 days.
Yeah, they could have.
Yeah, it seems like something could have happened. But
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm imagining when they say seek shelter, I'm just imagining, you know, one of those guys with those hats that has an umbrella on it and everyone just trying to get under him. That is fucking crazy. I mean, it sounds really fun.
It was honestly really fun.
Yeah.
And like the whole marathon is pig themed. So there are people like in inflatable pig costumes cheering us on. I mean, like the people of Cincinnati, they came out. Like at least the runners were like, had body heat. There are people cheering us on the whole time in that shit. So,
yeah, I was going to say that is nice. You're not like sweating and worrying about getting too hot or something. Yeah.
No.
What's like the chafing situation with water, like in your shoes and stuff? Like how are your feet? Are they okay?
I feel like I'd be worried about. Honestly, it's been worse.
Okay, cool.
It's been worse. There's people that like, people are so sweet. Like there's people that hand out like popsicle sticks with Vaseline on it. So if you need to, like, I put some under my tits at one point.
Yeah.
Oh, that's genius. Wow.
Yeah, that's smart. Got it.
Yeah.
I was just thinking of like a wet shoe, like for 13 miles.
Yeah, not ideal. My sneaks are still wet. I was so wet.
Oh, wow.
I think my body just became a sponge. Like I absorbed more water than I knew was possible. Like Sean picked me up. We came home to my aunt's house, showered. I came back into the car in a dry outfit and just sitting in the seat that I had been in half an hour before, the ass of my pants looked like I'd pissed myself.
I love running.
I love running.
That's amazing. I love it.
Yeah, it's fun.
I love it. Okay, well, good. We'll be whatever our generic throw to was for the AI thing. Yes. Hey, but before we get to that, we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with ourselves.
Our thoughts and prayers.
We're going to play a game of this or that with ourselves. You know how it goes. We do this or that. Should we play the theme song? Let's do it. Why not?
Yeah, hit it.
This or that. This or that, this or that.
Got like a Sonic the Hedgehog-ness to it a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. It's like a little bit of like 90s video game-y to
it. Yep, 64-bit as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, ladies.
Okay.
Self-care or selflessness?
Oh, self-care, duh.
This is a funny thing to pick because it's like,
yeah, that's interesting.
Well, let's like, define each one.
Yes, that was my thought. Like, let's define it. So, because like, what self care is like your traditional mani pedis, facial, you know, facials, whatever.
Yeah,
like,
taking a bath.
Is it all beauty stuff? Like what?
I don't think it's all beauty.
That's my thing with the idea of self-care is like,
yeah,
are we talking are we talking spa shit? Or then some people use self-care as like, I ate a carrot.
Yeah, yeah. Or it's like self-care versus selflessness. It's like, oh, I chose myself versus not having boundaries. It's like, how are we going to define these?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Well, I think like, you know, I think all three of us are people who try to be, you know, to give to other people.
Yes.
But then also, obviously, yeah, you have to also give yourself self-care. So it's hard to choose. Yeah. I think if you're somebody who gives a lot, you can tend to, yeah, be like lean on the side of being too selfless or like not, you know, caring for yourself enough. So if I'm going to pick one that I do, I guess I feel like I do have plenty of self-care. Like, I don't know if I'm thinking about it always. You know, I don't know if I'm thinking like, this is actively self-care, but yeah, I am like, as I get older, I'm definitely trying to like protect myself and understand my own boundaries, you know?
I'm going to give a very annoyingly lawyerly answer because I think that self-care is actually selfless because the more that I refill my self-care cup, the more selfless I'm able to be.
Hey,
so, I agree.
Yeah, that's just the way
that
goes.
Yeah, I definitely am someone, I volunteer and I do a lot of stuff for other people, and maybe because I lead a life of constantly spoiling myself. Like, I spare myself no luxury. Like, anything I want, I give myself.
Right.
Anything. Like, we were
waiting. Yeah, so then your cup is full.
Yeah, my cup runneth. So, I guess both. I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a hard one. I think it's a weird, vicious circle.
Yeah. Okay. Cooking or being cooked for?
Ooh. I think I'm going to vote
for.
Yeah. I guess I'm going to vote cooking because I just feel like that's more often what I'm doing.
Same. I love being cooked for, but like I think only my dad and brother really ever cook for me. I'm usually the cook.
I do love cooking. I've definitely loved to learn it a lot more over the last like few years and just how meditative it is. And like one of the only times I'm like not looking at screens and stuff like that, like, you know.
Yeah. And I think as a creative person, it kind of like stretches that muscle in a way that feels nice without being that.
Right. Yeah. I think like we can always be like, my creativity needs to be the thing that makes me money. And it's nice when you just have a hobby that it,
yeah,
that it helps and it feeds you.
It literally feeds me, mother. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anything tactile.
Yeah. I think I'm just someone that likes making things. Like it's making something. Like,
right.
Yeah. But also like I do think food tastes better when someone else cooks it.
Yeah, that's my thing. And also like acts of service is like definitely really important to me. So whenever somebody's like, I will take it, because I feel like totally. I do. So like I take care of other people and it's hard to turn that off for me a lot. Mm-hmm. So when somebody else is like, no, I've got it. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, please take it. Cool. Please get it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please. Do it more often. Please.
I know. I was trying to I'm visiting my grandma right now and I was trying to be like, let me cook dinner for you guys tonight, you know? And her husband was just like not letting me. And I'm like, okay, like I guess I can't force you to, but I would like to. Yeah. We don't have to eat quesadillas. I could make you something.
I get that too. And like I've had that exact same experience. And like I've realized recently that cooking is definitely like one of my big love languages. So it's like when someone doesn't let you cook for them, it's like it feels like you're being kind of shut down, kind of.
Yeah, and it's also I think it's a product of being like a kid in their eyes a little bit, where they're like, we need to feed you, and I'm like, no, I'm fully an adult. I'd like to make you meatballs. Let me make you meatballs, please.
Exactly.
Like,
you're gonna feed us Play-Doh, Barbara. We don't need that. We have a real kitchen now. Little Fisher Price kitchen.
Right.
Anymore.
Look, I get it. They saw who. They've seen me for every phase, and they're like, I don't trust this bitch. Yep. And I understand that.
Okay. I don't know that I trust this bitch either.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I do get where they're coming from.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, whenever I cook for my family, like, especially since I'm the youngest, I think they're always kind of like, wait, what?
That's so funny. And it's like, we're grown-ups.
I know. Yeah. It's really silly.
Well, and then it also is kind of a little bit that thing of like, no, like I can make like good food.
Yeah.
Right. Dude, yeah. I'm like, no, I'm actually a good cook.
Yeah.
Like my dad and my aunt's generation is very much the like everything came in a can casserole-y. Like my aunt will still be like, I'll be like, oh, I could like, you know, make like carnitas and Instant Pot. I'm really good at this. And then she'll be like, but I did buy steaks from Walmart and they have defrosted and we do have this can of crap. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll just go to Wawa by myself later, I guess.
Exactly. You're trying to raise the bar for everyone.
It's a funny, like, power struggle.
Yeah.
Okay, this is just a side story that I have to express right now. So, yeah, we're here. Lampy's taking care of the cats. And yesterday my neighbor texted me and was like, did this package arrive at your house? And she had brought it inside. And she showed me what it is. And it's – because you can see it on the outside. It is a portable toilet. And he's been really like, this is important. I need this package. And I said, okay, put it on our side porch and he'll grab it. And she said that he was literally standing there waiting for it when she – put it outside.
What the fuck?
And I'm like, is he having problems back there?
Yeah, what's going on with the bathroom situation?
5-gallon capacity portable toilet.
Okay, you know what though? One time I tailgated at an Eagles football game, somebody had set up a portable toilet like under a tarp that only girls were allowed to use. And I was like, I need to get a portable toilet. This is awesome.
So it's just like, I guess it's like a fancy bucket, basically.
It's like a fancy bucket, but you can truly piss and shit anywhere you want.
Well, you have to bring a toilet with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he's going to Burning Man or something. I can see that being like a I need this now.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it sounds
there's
like.
There's some event.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I should ask him. He'll probably tell me if I'm like, so what's the urgency here?
Yeah, what's going on with the portable toilet?
Great, guys. Portable toilet or porta potty? There's a this or that for you.
Portable toilet.
Portable toilet. I will avoid a porta potty at all costs. Like, you guys know.
Yes.
You guys know. I hate.
Yeah. Every time I'm in a porta potty, I have a moment that I'm like, if I dropped everything that I care about into this toilet right now.
Yeah, it's very like when you're driving and you're like, I could drive over a cliff and you have like, it's the same.
And it's like, it's not. I just have a moment where I'm like, I would rather cease to exist than have to get anything out of here. So, and yeah. then I just panic and I'm like, even though my phone is so far away, there's some part of me that doesn't believe gravity, the gravity I've lived with for almost 40 years. I'm just terrified that it's somehow just going to like flip through the air and fall down into the toilet. And then I just, I'll never have anyone's phone number again and I'll just disappear into the woods.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. That's when you cease to exist from society.
It's the patriarchy making us think that you need to ever go number one in a porta potty.
No.
Yes. There's always, and shout out to a friend of ours who said, I was very proud. She texted me yesterday that she's crossed a running, she unlocked a running achievement and peed for the first time behind a rose bush. I'm so proud.
Congratulations. You know who you are out there. Congratulations.
Did you have to pee during the thunderstorm?
I didn't actually. No. But I did think, I'll be honest, this crossed my mind. I was like, you got to pee? You're going to pee your pants on
just
this
pee.
One. Yeah. I was like, this will be a pants peeing one if you have to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, if it's raining that much, just pee your pants.
I guess, yeah. Really. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Just do a handstand over the finish line. You're great.
Perfect.
Oh my god. Hot coffee or iced coffee?
Iced coffee. I pretty much always choose iced coffee unless it's like extremely, extremely cold.
I usually go iced coffee. Although I will say, in a move of desperation, the other day I was at the Wendy's drive-thru and I was like, oh, they have cold brew. I'll just get it here instead of going somewhere else because I was like trying to not make two stops. It was the nastiest thing I've ever tasted in my
Wendy's
life.
Wendy's cold brew. It sounds like there's beans in it.
They have it was on the menu. Like, not coffee beans. They had a separate, and it was obviously no one ever ordered it because you couldn't even find it on the thing.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It was really bad.
You know, that's the thing. Wendy's, we don't need you in the cold brew game. Like, stay in your lane. Mm-hmm.
I love it when, like, because I feel like cold brew was, like, not new, but obviously becoming popular, like, what, 10 years ago or maybe over 10 years ago now?
Yeah.
And so, like, you know it's past a threshold when it's appearing on the fast food menus. Like,
yeah,
for sure. Well, here's my thing, too. Wendy's doesn't have a breakfast menu.
They do.
You know what I mean? Oh, they do now?
They used to, or they started doing it.
Oh, my whole life growing up, they never had a breakfast menu.
Yeah, it's not, they're not a normal breakfast.
Yeah. Thing. Like don't have coffee if you ain't got.
But yeah, they do have breakfast now.
Oh. I've just never fucked with the Wendy's breakfast.
Yeah. Okay, I guess they mostly have it so you can do frosty chinos, so they add like a frosty to a cold brew. I think that's the reason for the cold brew.
Now,
yes.
That is interesting. That,
I should have gone that route. I was trying to do it without the frosty, and that was a mistake.
No. Whether chocolate or vanilla, I totally think that would be delicious.
Yes. Yes, it was not meant for human consumption without the frosty.
Okay, now I understand.
It was truly, I was like, I was really trying because I needed the caffeine really bad, but it was a nightmare.
Oof.
Can I just let you guys know that I think I'm the only one with a Costco membership, right?
Yeah.
No, Tess, you
don't have one.
Okay, well, Costco, at their little perfect little outdoor food area, they have a cold brew mocha freeze and a cold brew latte freeze. And it's like a Slurpee machine, but with fucking cold brew in it. And it rips.
That sounds good.
$2.99. And
is it more cold brew than, like, what does it taste like? Does it just taste like cream, like mocha ice cream or something?
No. It just tastes like coffee, but like as if it had like ice and then it was all blended up.
Right.
It's like a blended ice coffee.
What's our sugar level? Or is it like bitter or is it sweet?
It's sweet, but it's not too sweet. You can taste the coffee in it, but there is like a cream
sweetness.
Or whatever or mocha to it. Okay. But yeah, it's really... Oh, it's really good.
I think I passed over into the test viewing of Costco the last time I was there. I was like, never mind. This is not for me. Something changed. I don't know what it was. I just couldn't do it.
It's good to know that about yourself.
It's important to know. You just my whole thing is you just can't use their cart. You got to bring your own cart situation. That way you can bob and weave.
Bring your own cart? How do you bring your own cart?
I've got like a little like handbag, like a little hand cart. Well, okay. You know how when you go to Nordstrom Rack and they got that little like wheelie guy?
Yeah.
I might have stolen one of those.
Wait, oh my God. How are you able to do Costco shopping in one of those?
because I don't go for like, I don't need to buy that much at Costco most of the time.
Okay.
Everything I need,
okay.
Every time
I don't think a lot of people are bringing their own cart into Costco. Is this a
Well, no, but what I'm saying is I'm glad they're not, because I can bob and weave. I'm in and out of Costco less than 10 minutes.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Honestly, every time I brought that thing in, I've had at least one of the Costco team members be like, damn, that's a good idea. And I'm like, yeah, thank you. Zip, zap, zip,
true
zap.
True brandy hack. Get
that's
it from
a
Nordstrom
major
Rack.
Brandy hack.
yeah. Steal one of those things from Nordstrom Rack. It was in the parking lot. I was like, well, somebody wheeled it out here for me, so I'll just take it. Thank you.
Oh my
put the stickers
God.
All
Look,
over it.
Do I have a CVS basket? I sure do.
Wow.
So.
Wow. I'm impressed that you guys like can get down with a basket, because I was trying to write a stand-up joke about this for a while, but like I always think I can do a basket and like never, it's always a one thing too many for the basket. Like, doesn't
no,
it?
No, I mean, I think I use the CVS basket for like transporting things from my car or something. I don't use it. Shopping wise, no.
No.
It's not happening.
Yeah.
No, not at Target, not CVS, nowhere. Like, everything's too heavy for a basket. It's too bulky.
Oh, that's why the roller's the move.
Yeah.
That yes. is so funny.
Wow. I replaced the wheels on it. It moves better than it did before.
You do, the only way I think I might be willing to try Costco again is if I can roller. I might try roller skating through Costco. I may.
Oh,
might not.
You should do that.
Ooh, those floors though. That's a smooth ass floor. That would be so nice,
right?
A Costco or an IKEA, like a roller skating in an IKEA would be a
dream. IKEA would be heaven. I wonder
that
if,
would
if
be
we,
really fun.
Yeah, if we get there right at opening.
Yeah,
you can do it. For yeah, sure. You go to dead
they
time, they're not.
It.
Yeah, they got to follow the arrows too. So they're going to be behind you no matter what.
Wow. The two worst stores might be the two best places to roller skate. Breaking news. Oh,
think about that.
On Lady to Lady.
I'll take you guys to Costco sometime. I'll show you how to
do okay, it. Yeah. I want to see right. this. Okay. Let's see. No one wants this. Never mind. Okay. Fainting or spit take? This is a good one.
We've done this.
I mean, oh, we have?
Yeah.
I think obviously we're all going to say spit take anyway. Yeah, so.
Spit take. Yeah, yeah. Have you ever fainted? Has anybody ever fainted?
Yeah. Tess has.
I fainted a bunch.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a fainter.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yeah. 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 Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I've heard.
I'm a fainter. Yeah. Remember when I almost fainted? I almost fainted once we were recording like a month ago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was wild.
Wasn't that weird? I like all of a sudden, what did you guys see? I don't know if you saw it like happen.
You just kind of looked like out of it for a second. Like,
yeah.
It seemed like there was a quick reboot of some kind going on. Which is
yeah, it was just like I had a moment where like I like felt like I was going to fall over. And then I was like, whoa, okay. I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
Hasn't happened since. So that's good.
That's good.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that was maybe I was restarted. Maybe we are in the... We're already in
the AI.
Fucking, yeah, we're already in the simulation, and
shit.
I was just getting a quick reboot.
Shit. Oh, anything's possible.
Art museum or history museum?
Oh, that's a good one. I will say, I went to an art like showing the other day, and it was really nice because the artists were all there. You know, it was like their studios showing off their space, and it was really comforting because. You know, obviously fucking doing comedy is hard and it takes forever and blah, blah, blah. And all of the artists were older. You know, they were all like at least in their 50s. And it was like a really comforting thing to be like, oh, right. Like this shit takes a long time. It takes a long time to get where you are, you know, get to a certain space where you can have the studio space, where you find your voice, all this stuff. So I really enjoyed it. And it really spoke to me. I mean, obviously I like them both, but I think I'm going to go art because I do find myself like really, really inspired, you know, when I go to an art museum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time in art museums as a kid. My grandma was really into art, and like some of my best memories in childhood are being at art museums. And like, so I feel very like comforted by them. Like I even like the shitty coffee, and I like the book, I like the gift shop. And like, I really love art museums. Yeah. So I'm definitely art museum. Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. I mean, see, I grew up going to, like, I'm from D.C., basically. So the Smithsonian's were, like, what we went to for all of our field trips. So I kind of have, like, the opposite where, like, the Air and Space Museum is, like, one of my favorite places in the world. It's so cool just seeing all the old space shuttles from the 70s and shit. And, like, so history museums, like, have kind of hold that place more for me. I remember when I moved to Philly... because in Philly, like it, all the Smithsonians are also free. So all the museums I grew up going to were always free. And then when I moved to Philly and you had to like pay to go to the Philadelphia Museum of Art, I was like, what the fuck? I've seen Abraham Lincoln's hat for free.
Thank you.
What do you have that I should pay for here?
I was just listening to a podcast about like the time these guys tried to steal his body. Have you heard about that?
No.
Oh.
It's a really interesting story. Yeah, these guys were going to steal his body and then hold it for ransom, basically. And they got thwarted, but it's fascinating.
Because they did a whole tour with his body after he died. Like, I think he was like one of the first people in the United States to be embalmed, so they could just take him on like a train tour of the whole
country. Wow. I can't wait for people to come to our body tour.
Yeah, look out for that. Adi, adi, adi.
Yeah, it was a pretty wild.
That's cool.
Okay, we're going to take a break and we'll be back with Lady Problems, everybody. Hey, everybody. We're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And our guest now is you, the listener, who have written in or called us with a lady problem. If you want to do that, you can give us an email at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com. You can also give us a phone call at 323-6-BUT-30.
Lady problems, do you have them? People have them.
Hi, ladies. I have an update to a lady problem. I am the girl that called that said my boyfriend was really great and didn't say I love you enough. My lady problem update is that this guy just told me that he needs a break. I called and my problem was aired in January of 22. It's now, well, January, it's, I don't even know, 21, I think. Now it's May of 2023. I'm a 29-year-old woman and I don't know how I'm going to unentangle my life from this guy. I spent almost 5 years with him. I'm really lost. This is the first moment that I've woken up alone in my apartment. All of this happened like a week ago. I've been staying at friends' houses and just trying to avoid being at home alone. And now I am in an apartment. The lease is good for another 2 months. I know I'm going to have to move on my own. I need a little bit of lady advice about just how to be an independent woman that everyone thinks I am. Feeling really scared about being a woman living alone. Feeling a lot of shame about feeling so weak about this whole situation. And I also hope that this guy wants to get back with me because I'm absolutely batshit insane. So I guess my lady problem is that my boyfriend of 5 years that wasn't being that great wants to take a break, and I'm losing my mind, and I need help, and being alone is really scary, and thank you, ladies, for this fucking podcast. It is life-saving for some of us going through it, truly.
Oh,
man.
Oh, honey. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Listen, you, first of all, like, are so fucking young. Like, you, I know you're in it right now. Mm-hmm. You are so, but you just know that, like, there's going to be a time very soon where future you is going to be in such a better place and like look back and be so happy that you got through this time.
Mm-hmm.
This is so not permanent. It's so not.
Yeah.
You're going through
exactly.
it. Exactly. It's like you're the only way to do it is to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to pass.
Yeah. And I mean, don't feel shameful at all about how you're feeling. It's completely legitimate. You know, we're women who live in the world and living with a partner, you know, is less scary than living alone. That's just how it is. And
yeah,
I have personal like I have a lot of home invasion fears. Mm-hmm. So I identify with that. When I am in the place by myself, I get a lot more scared. Mm-hmm. I sometimes think like, what if me and Adam broke up and I had to live alone? It does freak me out. So don't mm-hmm. feel shame about that. It's completely normal to feel this way. And I do think there are some steps you can take to maybe make yourself feel a bit better, you know. I mean, if you have the ability to get a dog, I would get a dog.
Million percent. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I think that's number one.
Yeah. Like
someone who's going to be there with you.
Yeah. Like when Sean travels for work a lot and I get like, it is kind of like that feeling of like, oh God, I am kind of just like alone here. Like having dogs makes me feel 1,000% better. Just knowing like I have these like protector, I have these little alarm system guys that are just like, they're going to let me know right away if anybody's near my house. Like, yeah, if you can get a dog, please get a dog.
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, even just, you know, they're the perfect alarm system. They, you know, they will hinder, you know, anybody wishing to do you harm. They also, like, will love on you in a way that a person
Exactly. Companionship. Yeah.
Yeah.
Security. I think that's, like, number one suggestion for me, if you can do that. Because even if you can foster one for now, whatever it is, like, you know, I think trying to do that. Like, actual security, there's... I have this door stopper thing that I bought that I bring with me while I'm traveling that basically it's not only a door stopper that stops the door from opening, but it sounds an alarm if it opens. Mm. So that's something I'll use when I'm home by myself or something if I'm like freaked out. And I've never had nothing's ever happened, but it just gives me that extra feeling of like security, you know? So I would suggest that even if just for yourself, if you're traveling or something like that and you want something, I can send you that link or you can find it online.
I also think if you don't have any like the citizen stuff or like the Ring Cam stuff, do not get that, because people that I know in my life that have gotten it, I feel like it's made them more paranoid about things. Like my aunt gets updates in the neighborhood and she's like, a strange man took a package 5 miles away, and I'm like,
yeah, that doesn't help.
That's only going to like add to anything. So don't. I would recommend not fucking with that.
Yeah. And I think as far as, I mean, you know, I think it's good to, stay with friends. When you're looking to move out, as you said, you have 2 months, you know, I don't know if you want to consider trying to live with a roommate, if that will make you feel better, you know. I mean, I've pretty much always lived with roommates and always really enjoyed it. Obviously, you can take the right person to have the right, you know, match. But if that's something if you really truly don't want to live alone, you can definitely find people who, you know, want roommates and stuff like that. So if that's something you want to look for in the future, I would do that. And if not, I do think that you're going to be feeling a lot better about things by then also. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to be a little bit more used to it. And once you get used to it, you're going to, like Tess said, it's just temporary. Like, you are going to feel better every single day that you wake up, you know?
Yeah. And maybe think about, like, what are the things that were, like, a pain in the ass to do when he was there? You know, like, what did he not like you to do? Like, you know, what are the things that, like... But movies he didn't like food that he think, you know, smelled bad when you made it or something, like, you know, like, what are the things that like you can do in this space that are just you now too?
Yeah. And I mean, I think I can almost like hear it in your voice. Like, I feel like this is a moment where like, it'd be really good for you to like build up confidence in some way. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know, for me, that's always like doing something a little bit outside of my comfort zone. I was like super inspired by, I volunteer with these kids at, you know, the Young Storytellers program, and like I work with the kids to write a play, and then professional actors come and do their show, but the kids introduce like their name and the title of the play, and they say a little bit before it. And one of my kids, I don't want them to like do anything they don't want to do, so one of my kids was like had really bad stage fright, and I was like, that's cool. I was like, if you don't want to talk, you don't have to talk. And then the other kid's like, I have stage fright too, but I get over things I'm scared of by doing them. And I was like, you're fucking awesome.
Future president.
I know. I was like, you're fucking amazing. Like, I don't know. So I don't know. I feel like find something that you know, not in a reckless way, but some way that you can maybe go outside your comfort zone and like prove to yourself that you're capable in this way that like you weren't aware of before. I think that will be like so good for you right now. Whatever that is, you know, whether for
me. Yeah, there's so many options for something like that. Like take a, you know, go to the rock climbing gym and take a class, like whatever it is, just something that like you normally wouldn't, would maybe be a little out of your comfort zone. And also is around other people. You can meet new people and you just kind of have to fill up your life, I think, and distract yourself. It's okay to distract yourself from the pain that you're in. Like, it's a good thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like there's like a big pain balloon that gets to slowly fart itself out until it's done. And like, it just is going to take a while.
Yeah. And maybe in tandem with those healthy options, like download Tinder and get dick down.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't take anything to be on there and just get a confidence boost too. You know what exactly. I mean? You don't have to meet anybody. That's why I always say it's like, if you just want to flirt with somebody on Tinder, fucking do it. Like, yeah. Or if you just feel like, I think it's a good time to realize that like, it does make you realize, oh, there's a shitload of people out there. This doesn't have to be the only person mm-hmm. for me, mm-hmm. you know? And I, as far as that goes, where you're saying, like, I hope you get back together. I mean, I'm going to say, I hope you guys don't, because he doesn't deserve you. Yeah. And you no. deserve to be with somebody who does say, I love you when you know what I mean? Like, you deserve yeah. somebody who is there in the way that you need them to be.
Right. You were with him for 5 years. 2 years ago, some part of you knew that something was wrong to the point that you yeah. called into a podcast to talk about it. You have yeah. known. You have known this wasn't the right situation for a long time, not just him. And yeah. I know you have shame around, like, but you shouldn't have shame around that. You should be proud that you had those instincts and that your own inner yeah. instincts were telling you that. You should be glad that you know on some level what you need, and that's great. It's okay. For 5 years, honestly, it's okay. It's a 5-year relationship. So many people have 5-year relationships. It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. Like, that's life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It feels so long in your 20s, but like, it's all good.
Yeah. It's, I mean, you're going to take away so much from this once you have healed more, you know, about what you need in your next mm-hmm. partner. And that's going to be invaluable. It really is. And you are going to be stronger for it, you know. And even though I know it, like you said, it is hard right now, you knew that something wasn't mm-hmm. right there. And you should really take that to heart and hold out for something that feels yeah. better.
Well, look how much look how much work you put into a relationship that like some part of you knew wasn't right. So like, and part of that that's hurt is also that like, knowing that too, you know, and then, but imagine like effort that you can put into with somebody that is right, you know, that does treat you the way you deserve to be treated. I mean, like it's going to feel like night and day.
Yeah. And it's totally valid to be scared of, yeah. you know, of this huge change. It's a huge change mm-hmm. in your life in so many ways. So of course you're freaked out, but.
Oh yeah. That's normal. It'd be like unusual yeah. if you weren't. You're dealing with a lot of like uncertainty yeah. and unknowns, a total shift in your mm-hmm. lifestyle. I mean, of course, your body and brain and everything are like, what's going on? It's like you're in a cold shower right now. Of course you're in shock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Listen to music a lot. I feel like just like blast your favorite mm-hmm. stuff and dance around your house, you know, to get your like – to just get those like feelings out, you know, you're allowed to just feel it all right now. So go for it and just let it out and like, don't be afraid of feeling those things.
Totally. And if you haven't yet, block him.
Yeah.
Mute his friend.
Block him. Block him.
You know, block him.
Forever.
Mute his mutuals. Yeah. Like he's got, you know, get him.
You're done.
Get him out.
He's leftovers just, that have gone bad.
Yeah. And look, I hang on to leftovers longer than I should too, okay? We all do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You gotta know. It's time yeah. to empty the Tupperware. Yeah.
The diarrhea ain't worth it, girl.
But we love you and, you know, we're here for you and you got this, so.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, put one foot in front of the other and before you know it, it'll be behind you.
Yeah, this right now, that when you called, that's the hardest it's gonna feel.
Like, yeah.
It's only gonna get a little bit better every day. You know, you'll be all right.
Yeah. You got this though. You're awesome. And I'm excited for whatever this new chapter is that you're going to discover about yourself. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do one more.
Hey ladies. I don't even know if this is a question or if I just need a little more extra validation. I've been invited on a multiple bachelorette trips and I'm just kind of wondering, when is enough enough? I'm going on a second bachelorette trip that's out of town. I need to buy a plane ticket. I need to get, you know, a lingerie gift. Then they get a wedding gift. Then they get all the things. And I go to the wedding, and I'm very happy for them, and it will be very fun. But then they start adding on themes, and we have a theme night. Now there are two theme nights. It's just so much. Since when has it been just not enough to
to go and celebrate the person with a night of having some fun. And now it's just like a long weekend and it's out of town and I have to buy all this extra shit that I don't need. I'm tired and I'm happy for everyone, but it's too much. Your thoughts. Love you guys. Thanks.
I mean, we're lucky to like live in LA. So I haven't had the experience of having to pay a lot of money to go because usually people are, it's in driving distance or it's in Vegas, which is also driving. You know what I mean? So yeah. I haven't had to like buy a flight to go to like a big weekend or something like
that. You haven't? That surprises me. Wow. I relate very much. I mean, really? You haven't?
Yeah.
Because my friends from Salt Lake haven't really gotten married or anything.
Yeah.
Same with the Maryland friends. Man. It's just not.
No, it gets fucking expensive. Here's the deal. Mm-hmm. This is a boundaries issue. Like, you should only go if you want to go. I mean, like, the times that I will say I've had, like, a blast at all these bachelorette parties, I'm really glad that I went. But you should be going. You're going on vacation. Do you want to go on this vacation or not? You're under no obligation to go.
No.
If it doesn't sound fun to you. It's like that thing of like no is a complete sentence. You're going to be happy for them at the wedding. Mail some laundry. Send a bottle of tequila to the party. Send a champagne.
Yes.
If you don't think it's going to be fun, there's no reason that people should feel pressured. It is so fucking expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everyone that I've gone to, people haven't been able to go, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's always people who can't make it. And it's like that. And that's fine. It's never an issue. It's like people I think often people understand if they're extending this invite, they know that not everyone's going to be able to make it, you know?
Exactly.
I don't know if you maybe feel bad because you went to one and you can't make the other one. It is what it is. That's life. Like, we can't all do all the things. And that's something I have to remind myself of, you know? And like Tess said, the last one, when I went to one, you know, our friend, she sent a bottle of champagne and we did like a toast in from her, even though she couldn't make it. Just stuff like that. Do a one little thing of you know, like, hey, I wish I could be there. But other than that, don't stress yourself out about it.
Yeah.
You could send a cardboard cutout of yourself.
That's fun.
Yeah, and I mean,
you should just get one and then FedEx it to, and then have them all send the it back to you afterwards.
All the ones
that you don't want
to go to.
They
send it to the next one.
Exactly. Forwarding address attached.
Yeah.
I mean, I think like, you know, I've definitely seen the norm become like, the weekend like trips. Mm-hmm. To me, I love them because it's like, it is just like a collective like fun and it's just something you get to really bond over with people and then you see them at the wedding, which is really fun. But they have been, for me, doable. And, like, I think if I was in a position where, I was having to fly out somewhere and it was too much, I would just not do it because, you can't do it.
I mean, exactly. I'm someone who loves bachelorette parties and I'm telling you, like, don't go. And I think maybe you're just burned out. Like, maybe you need to decline a couple invites and then you're going to be back in the game.
Totally.
Well, especially if you have a job that has like a finite amount of like vacation time or anything like that, like if you don't want to, don't feel like you need to blow it all on weddings. Like I know like I've had some friends where it's like all my vacation time this year went to the 6 weddings I had to go to and I can't do anything just for myself. And it's like, don't do that. I mean, if you don't want to.
If you don't want to, just don't go if you don't want to go.
Yeah. And as far as the theme stuff goes, I feel like you can, if you decide to go, I think you can do theme stuff like on a cheaper way than you think. You know what I mean? I don't know what the themes are, obviously, but it's like, don't go nuts. You can like wear a headband if it's fucking 70s night or something like that. It doesn't take what's already in your closet. Don't worry too much about that stuff. Like, and people will have, a lot of ladies will have stuff you can also wear and you know, with them.
Or like go on your local buy nothing group or like go ask if there's this is the only thing Facebook is good for is like these groups of just like going on and being like, hey, does anybody have like this or this that I can borrow for a weekend or whatever? You know,
And like,
throw it out there.
I do, I really like renting clothes. Like, if I think that's a great way, obviously, you are going to want to look hot on. That's the thing, these themes, you got to look hot. The underlying theme is hot. So it can be a lot of pressure. Like, these are all events where you're going to be in a lot of pictures. So, goddamn it, do I need a different outfit for every fucking thing? So that's why I like renting, because you can get like really cute, like lit shit and then return it.
Right.
Don't buy shit for these events, especially if it's like a Vegas thing where it's not really shit you're going to wear in your everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Yeah.
You know, like the DARE program. Just say no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should. It should have been about bachelor parties and mall kiosks.
Yeah, that's what they should have been talking to us about.
True.
An aggressive man with a lotion is going to come to you. Mm-hmm. This is how you say no to.
But yeah, let me know where it's at, and I can just maybe I can be your surrogate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can have a ringer.
Since I haven't done a lot of destination ones, so just let me know. I'm down. I'll wear the mask of you instead of the. Cardboard.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, everybody. Well, that's our episode of Lady to Lady, the podcast.
Yeah, ladies, where can they find us on the internet?
Wow. They can find us at ladytoladycomedy.com. We have all of our stand-up dates up there, individual stand-up dates. You can come see us in a town near you.
Yes.
And yeah, follow us on all the socials. We're all on, you know, Instagram and TikTok and stuff. And people really care about that. So if you're not following us on there, please do. Because
the numbers matter.
That's when the robot overlords were like, will like us more.
Help us make the robots happy.
Yeah, we would love it. And we love you. And
we'll see you next time, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
3, 2, 3, 6 but 30.
It's 6 but 30 somewhere.
Hey, ladies. I was just listening to the latest episode where one of the lady problems was about procrastination. And as a freelancer who often falls into procrastination habits, I've recently learned about myself that I need like a change of scenery in order to get that focused work done. Even if it's like, I mean, whenever you have a meeting and a phone call and all of that, that definitely throws a wrench in things. But if I have a window, like an afternoon or a morning where I have no meetings, but I need to get my shit done, I'll go to a coffee shop or I'll go to the library. And it does wonders for my productivity. I am amazed by how much I can get done simply by changing my location. When I'm at home, I just get stuck in these procrastination habits. I like get stuck on Instagram scrolling or any number of available distractions. So I hope that's helpful. And also like time blocking. Like if you have a bunch of meetings that are all throughout the day, is it possible to like schedule them at a certain time of day that's best for you? So those are my anti-procrastination tips. Also, one more. Procrastination is sometimes a crucial part of the process. As a writer, that it's like you have to have a deadline and you have to procrastinate a certain amount. It's just part of the process. Sometimes you just have to do the dishes because you don't want to do the work. It's fine. Okay, thanks, ladies. Bye.
Hi, ladies. I was listening to your podcast episode yesterday and you brought up a Reese's peanut butter cup and how the peanut butter tastes different than regular peanut butter. And I wanted to let you know that one time I got food poisoning in Cancun, and the only thing that was in English while I was bedridden was a documentary on chocolate. And I found out that Reese's peanut butter tastes different because the first time that they were, like, doing their initial batches way back in the day, they burned a batch of peanut butter, but they realized that it tasted way better with the chocolate, so they keep, like, burning their peanut butter. So that's why Reese's peanut butter tastes different than regular peanut butter. So I just wanted to share that with you. Thanks so much. Okay, bye.
Lady to Lady is produced by Katie Levine. Get tons of bonus content, discounted tickets for live shows, and lots more at patreon.com/ladytolady.
Follow us on Instagram at @lady2ladycomedy and give your input on lady problems and get info about upcoming live shows.
And hey, don't forget to follow our individual accounts on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker. Follow Lady to Lady on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen so you don't miss an episode.
If you like what you hear, you can rate and review the show.
Visit exactlyrightstore.com to purchase Lady to Lady merch.